Welcome to another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. This morning we're going to travel over to Dawson to Johnson Memorial Health Services, and we're going to visit with Bonnie Will this morning. Good morning, Bonnie.
Good morning, Paul.
Are you loving this fall weather?
I do. I like kind of the cool crispness in the air. It just kind of changes season. I like fall.
That's right. I'm right along with you there. It's supposed to be tomorrow on Thursday. Tomorrow we're supposed to be in the high 80s, they said, so that'll be different.
Yeah, it really goes up and down this time of year.
All right. Well, Bonnie, tell us a little bit about yourself and what your title is there, and maybe about your family and stuff.
I'm a physical therapist here at Johnson Memorial Health Services. I've been here since the 1900s, as my kids like to say, so I've been here since 1998. I'm a physical therapist, and I'm also the director of rehab here. We have a great rehab team for PT. We have Jill Matthews, PT assistant, and then Rachel Hackinson is also a PT here.
Okay. All right. So, Bonnie, what are we going to talk about this morning on Wellness Wednesday?
Today, we're going to talk about that October is National Physical Therapy Month, and our theme for this year is falls and fall-related prevention and awareness.
Okay. Yeah, falls, I've fallen before and I got up. So
that's good. Sometimes that's the hard part.
That's right. Yeah, well, the last time I fell, it was hard getting up, especially the winter coming, you know, everybody slips on the ice and stuff like that. But let's talk about falls then, Bonnie. Go ahead.
Well, for physical therapy, you know, our job is we want to help prevent as well as treat any injuries, but our first goal is to kind of prevent. So we want to help improve your strength and balance and identify those factors that are a risk for you to help prevent the fall or injury from happening to start with. So some of these things that we might look at are looking at your house, like do you have proper lighting, do you have obstacles that are kind of out of the way, you know, do we need to look at your home environment, things we can add to make you safer, and then also looking at the person themselves. Is it more of a strength issue? Is it dizziness? Is it lightheadedness? Is it a purely balance issue? Or what factors are kind of playing a role? So we'll kind of look at all of those key factors.
Okay. And, of course, age plays a part in this. The older you get, the less steady you get, I would gather. Is that correct?
Yes, that can certainly happen, as we're more prone to have issues with blood pressure, different types of things throughout our lifespan, but it does tend to increase as we get older.
Okay. So if a patient comes into you that has fallen, then walk us through the process there then.
Well, we may ask if there have been other falls just to kind of know, or if there's other injuries going on. Is it that, you know, you can't feel your feet? What other concerns are going on? Is the fall related to pain? And kind of try to get a sense of what is contributing to that fall. And then we'll further kind of delve into those areas and see what we need to focus on for treatment. Oftentimes it's more than one thing. It can be pretty complicated. But it's often more than one thing. It's not usually something simple like, oh, my knee hurts and then it usually involves more than that.
Mm-hmm. So what do you strengthen during the physical therapy then? Leg muscles?
It could be leg muscles, okay, if it seems like it's more of a hip or a knee injury, but it might be kind of more focusing on trying to incorporate your different systems that affect your balance, whether it's your ear, whether it's your vision. It might be working on balance on different surfaces. And then kind of identifying what those triggers are that are kind of contributing to the fall.
Yeah. I can kind of relate to this, Bonnie. I'm kind of going through this myself. I'm 67 years old, and, you know, my unsteadiness. I'm going to share. I'm going to be a little personal here. Is that all right?
That's fine.
You know, my balance isn't what it used to be. And, you know, I have inner ear problems, and my eye is not working with my brain right, so I'm actually in therapy right now, trying to strengthen that eye-brain-inner-ear connection. that we
yeah.
have.
Yeah.
So that's what contributes to unsteadiness and you know, dizziness and possibly falling, right?
That is correct, yep.
Okay, and how do you fix that?
Well, it's probably just things like you're doing right now, trying to work on those different exercises and activities that involve that vision, that inner ear, working on balance on different surfaces, and kind of a lot of it is kind of being aware. A lot of people, you're going to have the most benefit if you're aware of what's going on around you, what's going on at home, and those factors that can influence you during mm-hmm. the day.
Yeah, you're speaking at home. Is there anything you can do at home to reduce the possibility of maybe falling, you know, like rugs or, you know, stuff like that? You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, a lot of, yeah, yep, okay. There's lots of things, whether it's just adding night lights around your house or turning your lights on when you get up at night. We tend to be very vision dominant, so then anytime our vision is not present, if we really rely on that vision system for balance and we take that away, when it's dark out, then you're more likely to fall. So any contributing factors like rugs, cords, furniture, well, pets, pet toys, children's toys, things like that
right.
Can all contribute.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So, Bonnie, anything else we want to mention on Wellness Wednesday or concerning falls?
Well, if you have any questions, you can certainly give us a call. If you are falling, by all means, get it checked out. Don't wait. We don't want those things to get worse, and we don't want you to have an injury from falling. So get it checked out sooner rather than later is probably the most important thing.
Okay, and how can people contact you?
Oh, they can call us here at 320-312-2128. That's the direct line back to the rehab department.
Okay, real good, Bonnie. Well, thank you very much. And, yeah, appreciate you being on Wellness Wednesday this morning.
All right. Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, that's Bonnie Will, physical therapist at Johnson Memorial Health Services. And it's been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.